Hello and welcome to CMO Moves. Today I'm excited to bring you something new. It is a series, and it's a series of 10-minute episodes, and there are 13 of them. So what is this series? It's actually what was recorded yesterday during the D&I Summit that included 13 incredible leaders who all picked a topic that was unique to them, and they interviewed each other. Now, I know 13 episodes sounds like a lot, but they are only about 10 minutes each. So if you have the time to fit it into your days, it would be great if you could try to listen to all 13 because each one is incredibly unique. And at the end of every one of the episodes, those speakers share three important actions for the industry to take so that we can all accelerate change together. In this segment, Mark Pritchard, the Chief Brand Officer of Procter & Gamble, interviews Tiffany R. Warren, the Senior Vice President and Chief Diversity Officer of Omnicom, as well as the Founder and President of AdColor. Their topic is staying the course.
I would love to introduce now the Chief Diversity and Inclusion Officer of Omnicom and the Founder and President of AdColor, Tiffany Warren. Tiff.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. Great to see you.
You too.
So look, you are such an amazing advocate and leader for diversity and inclusion. Similar to the question that Nadine asked me, what are you seeing today around diversity and inclusion, and what are the observations you make and things that are concerning you as you go forward?
Thank you for asking. I think how I'm feeling now, I think many people who've joined the call are feeling, and what I'm observing truthfully is the unmattering of Black lives and truthfully Asian lives. I think that what this has laid bare is that we cannot, we can no longer hide behind titles and things of that nature, and we have to show our humanity. And unfortunately, we're seeing a lot of great humanity and we're seeing a lot of inhumanity. And so for me, being in the role of a diversity officer, who in a large part pre-COVID felt like a first responder within corporate America, because people, when they were sick of tired of not being promoted or not being retained or not being supported, we were the first call. And certainly when environments were unbreathable from a cultural standpoint, we were on the scene to make it more breathable. And so those of us who are joining the call, diversity officers and champions, first and foremost, I want to say, my heart goes out to you in a very real way, because I know you have to maintain this discipline within a particular structure, but also you are Black, Brown, and female and Asian and LGBT in America. So you have to deal with that duality on a daily basis. And so that's what I'm feeling and that's what I'm seeing.
Yeah, and I think you are definitely such an incredible first responder and have shined a light on so many things. I think we really should dive a little deeper into some of the recent incidents of inhumanity. I mean, you've seen, there's of course the Ahmaud Arbery murder, which was so awful. Then we just see the Central Park incident with Christian Cooper, the horrible Minneapolis incident with George Floyd. I mean, and then of course you've seen some of the hate incidents with Asian Americans. Why is this happening? What's these incidents seem to be on the rise, and in your view, why is this happening? What do we do about it?
You know what's interesting? Someone said, "What a weekend," particularly for Black men, and I corrected it and said, "What a century." This is not a surprise. And I know for many, it feels like it's on the rise, but I think it's just more recorded. And what I was scared of is because COVID was taking over so much of the headlines that we would not hear about these incidents and we wouldn't be able to continue the social justice work that is so important. Unfortunately, the universe has given us way too many examples. I mean, just as an example, Instagram only allows 30 hashtags, and we have surpassed that in terms of people who have died in police custody and or unfairly sought out. I do want to give a shout out to Christian Cooper, who is an employee of Omnicom, and really just commend his strength in standing firm, simply because that could have gone either way. And the woman in question, who was part of that incident, had an outcome that she wanted to seek. But Christian Cooper, who's a pioneer in so many different ways, and I invite people to go and read up about him, stood his ground, taped and filmed the incident. And now I'm having much deeper conversations with allies and advocates about, you can be liberal, but this can happen at any moment. And they're not mutually excluded. You know, they can exist in the same place. And I think people, a lot of people are shocked by that, but it is a learning lesson. And I think what we can take from that incident in particular is to have deeper conversations with our advocates and sponsors about how quickly this incident can happen and occur, and ways within the workplace, or even just as a friend to friend, that we can start to have those deeper, more meaningful conversations about how to be protective and how to be a true advocate and ally for someone, not only in that type of situation, but at work.
It's such an important point, and that's one of the things that we can do, you know, is have conversations in our workplaces, open the door for these conversations, because that provides understanding, and understanding can lead to action and to healing. I think just a comment, you know, you said that these incidents, you know, and you're right, they're always there. They're just being recorded. Mm-hmm. And I give Christian such great credit for recording it. And to keep going on that, to your point. Same thing with the George Floyd incident. Shining the light on these things makes a difference. You know, and that's something that AdColor has done such an outstanding job of. What's the future hold for AdColor? What are you doing now? What are you going to do next? What help do you need as well? And what do you want us to do?
It's interesting that you say that. I mean, we have an announcement coming soon, and I think it's fairly obvious what we need to do. And it's something that is needed, simply because the community that we've been able to put together for the past, actually next year will be our 15th anniversary, needs us. And so what we've done, I have to be honest, like the first month of COVID, I had a paralysis, a little bit of indecision about what to do. You know, I had to think about my day job and think about my other day job. And so I was like, what do I need to do? And the community responded and said, I think people need to hear from us. And so we, have done A for A, which is one of our community's agents for AdColor, have done these incredible forums every week where we talk about anything from when we don't feel safe to relationships between Asian and the Black community. So we're really excited about that. Latinx is going to come online and talking about how to deal with older family members in this time of crisis. And so we're really responding to our community virtually. And honestly, it tapped a source of creativity that we knew was there, but that will give our organization much more access to people who may not be able to come to the physical event. AdColor really, for me, has been a balm, because, you know, when the world stopped, we immediately turned to each other. I remember the first advisory board call we had, you know, I didn't know if everybody was going to join, and all 28 people signed on, and to see everybody's faces, it was truly remarkable. So thank you for asking, and I want to say publicly thank you to many companies that are on this seminar today, including Adweek, Facebook, and many others, and of course, you, Mark, you've been an incredible partner with us, bringing some of the most intense and very impactful conversations to our stage, and we look forward to doing that again this year. What I think is important to understand about AdColor, it is part of an overall solution set. There's so many organizations and companies that are really there to help, and we're a small subset within a bigger problem. And sometimes there's some days that it overwhelms us like an ocean. But I imagine that if we weren't on the front line doing what we were doing, I try to do this exercise and I'm like, what would the world be without, you know, and I fill in the blank there. Just know that sometimes people may not feel what we do, but know that we're there doing it. I'm not going to give up, and I've been doing this for 22 years. And so I'm just proud to be Team AdColor, Team Omnicom, and honestly, your colleague and friend.
Well, I am deeply honored to be your friend, and we are with you 1,000%. We may not be there physically, but we got 4,000 people on this call, so we're going to have a big AdColor. Why don't we wrap up with what are your three actions? What do you recommend for everybody here on what we need to do?
So my three takeaways, and certainly I put this together before all of the happenings in the news. I think one I would add or add in is, as allies and advocates, please find resources to be better and stronger sponsors for those that don't have the same privilege as you. It is not on us to teach you. It's on you to teach yourself and to find those resources to be stronger for us, because we're managing so much right now, and it's so important to know that people are standing, in some cases, in front of us, beside us, and behind us. Continue the financial support of industry programs. To be honest, what I'm very nervous about is some of the most amazing programs that I've come from, MAPE, the most promising, and those programs that are so key, really need our support. And so if you supported them pre-COVID, support them during. It would mean a lot, and it would get them to the other side. Work harder to foster human connection. It's pretty straightforward. I think most people will see this and read right over it, but I think most of us have felt very vulnerable these last couple of months, and feel like we're living in a very inhumane time. Just ramp up the human connection wherever you can find it and get it, and also take care of yourself. And that leads me to the last one, which is check in with your diversity champions. They're really handling a lot. And the discipline, as we know it, is changing and evolving, and it's a beautiful thing, but it's hard work. And so make sure you create support and check in with your diversity champions inside your company and outside.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this very special and important edition of CMO Moves. I do hope you'll find time to tune into the other 12 segments that we have here posted for you. Also, please note that if D&I is important to you and to your organization and to your teams, we encourage you to also check out the new podcast on Adweek called D&I TBD. You can find D&I TBD on adweek.com or wherever you download your favorite podcast.